Iraq's Minister of State says the interim government has accepted a peace deal that would end more than 3 weeks of fighting in the holy city of Najaf. It was brokered by the country's top Shiite Muslim cleric. Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani made a dramatic return to Najaf today, accompanied by thousands of supporters. Later, he met with radical cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, whose militiamen have been battling U.S. troops and Iraqi government forces. The Iraqi government called a ceasefire, and U.S. commanders ordered a halt to all offensive operations in the city. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Najaf.
Until early afternoon, the street-to-street fighting in Najaf was as fierce as ever. Then, at 3 o'clock local time, U.S. troops got the order to cease offensive operations for 24 hours. Sistani had arrived. The gun battles tapered off, and minutes later, crowds of thousands of unarmed demonstrators appeared in Najaf's battle-scarred streets. Akil traveled from Nasiriyah to answer Sistani's appeal for a peace march. But he said U.S. and Iraqi government forces attacked crowds of demonstrators at the edge of town earlier in the day.
The Iraqi government and the Iraqi police and the coalition forces, they attack us when we're coming, walking without any weapon. We don't carry any gun. They attack us. This is the Iraqi police.
Other eyewitnesses said Iraqi police killed and wounded scores of demonstrators, although by some accounts, police responded to gunmen who infiltrated the crowd. Unknown attackers also fired mortars at a Sadr-controlled mosque and a crowd of demonstrators in the nearby town of Kufa. Of those demonstrators who reached Najaf's old city, it quickly became clear that most were like this man, strong supporters of Muqtada Sadr and his Mahdi army.
Because the cause of the war is America, not Sayyid Muqtada. Sayyid Muqtada has lived in Najaf. America has come for Najaf to the war.
One American tank crew waved and gave thumbs-up signs to the crowd. Just a few blocks later, the demonstrators drew within sight of the Imam Ali shrine, where they were warmly greeted by smiling Mahdi Army fighters.
Fighters of the Mahdi Army are waving their weapons, waving the victory sign, both them and the demonstrators who have walked here from as far as Baghdad and Nasiriyah. And they are embracing each other as they walk towards the shrine of the Imam Ali, which has been at the heart of this three-week siege.
The fighters, the crowd, and the man talking through the loudspeakers of the Imam Ali shrine all called this a victory. Some men, overwhelmed with the sight of the sacred mosque, sobbed and kissed the bricks of the shrine's massive outer walls. Hundreds of young men sat inside the shrine courtyard, some of them praying. They didn't have long to rest, though. From the mosque loudspeakers, a man ordered the fighters back to their combat positions.
There is no cease of fire because their tanks now coming towards us. Fire on their tanks if they come in. Right now.
Sadr's lieutenants have been using a sound system normally reserved for the call to prayer to move fighters around the battleground. Moments later, militiamen carried three of their badly burned and wounded fighters out of the shrine into a waiting ambulance. Militiamen also moved a push cart loaded with grenades out through the old city. Some Najaf residents watched nervously from the doors of their homes. 45-year-old Hassan Abbas denounced the militiamen, calling them a gang of looters who were taking advantage of the ceasefire.
They are lying. They are using this ceasefire to help their wanted fighters escape from the shrine and to distribute ammunition.
Sistani's peace initiative calls for Sadr's militia and U.S. forces to leave Najaf and hand over security to the Iraqi police. It calls on the government to compensate civilians for war damage, and Sistani wants peace demonstrators to have free access to the Imam Ali shrine. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Najaf.